Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Deeper Waters podcast. It is still the same podcast, although if you're watching, it looks a little bit different. So we're switching it up this week. But again, same podcast, same content. I'm Andrea, joined by Brandon this week.
What's up, guys?
We'll be having a good conversation here. But before we get to that, couple of announcements for you real quick. Reminder, we are sponsored by the CCC Cafe. So if you are the first person to listen to this, go to the cafe, let whoever is working know the word home. You'll get a free small drink. So take advantage of that. Couple other announcements. Again, podcast comes out on Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe to automatically get that into your podcast feed. We'll have Hangout tonight if you're listening to this on the 17th when it comes out, as well as next week on the 24th. But these are like some of the last ones.
Yeah.
Like Hang is almost done for this school year.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Crazy that summer is already almost here.
I loved that this past weekend. It was like a taste. It's
like you can taste it. Oh, yeah. It kind of makes it hard though, because now I just want it to be here. So, and with that too, Impact, we just have a few more left of the school year, just three more regular Impacts, and then we'll be off for a week for Mother's Day, and then we'll be back on May 19th for the Snack Awards. So a super fun night, just getting to celebrate the year, get a chance to hear from our seniors, have some good food, have some time in your life groups, so be sure to join us for that. And then finally, we have the Emerging Christian Leaders Experience, which is this summer, June 24th through the 28th. So there's still time to sign up for that. So if you have more questions, feel free to talk to Brandon. He'll be able to get you some more information and get y'all signed up for that. Oh, stop. The B reel just went off. Let's do it.
No way.
Great. Wow. You guys got to experience the Be Real with us. Amazing. Okay.
Way to stick with that. I gave up on that a long time ago.
I still rolling. There's still some students on there that post every day too. So I always
stay strong.
Way to go, guys. It's fun to see. Most of the time they're just at school. So it'll be interesting what happens this summer. Anyways, that's total side note. Brandon, what song are we listening to this week?
This week we're listening to, I guess you could say it's a little bit older of a song. I don't know, not incredibly older, but Waymaker by Leland.
Yeah.
That's who he is, and that we like who that's who we sing in the bridge. This is who you are. Like great, like he makes way for us. Like we, our effort. Like I feel like we've been saying it this a lot this year, but our effort is to be in the places where Jesus is. Right. Our effort is to learn about him, to talk with him, to grow closer to him. But he makes the way in our life, and he grows us, and he changes us, and he gives us purpose and the path for our life. So that's kind of what that song I feel like really embodies. So, yeah,
that's great. All right, so this weekend we wrapped up our Cornerstone series and talked about how Jesus is our home. So before we get really to the in-depths, do you have any crazy stories about being in the rain or stuck in a storm?
I do. I have a few,
okay, actually. Let's hear them.
Georgia, oddly, where I was at, we would get quite a few, like, just crazy storms.
Yeah.
But one of my favorites is my freshman year of college. We just had this hurricane. Irene, my girl Irene, came through and canceled class. It was awesome.
Amazing.
And so it was like, one, super stoked for that. And we basically just had days. And it was like, I think it was in, no, but it was like during spring workouts for soccer. So it's like, I feel like, no, it was in the fall. I can't remember. But anyways, we weren't practicing.
Yeah.
So it was like no classes, no practicing. So I'm like, well, we're just hanging out in the dorms doing whatever. And we were did not want to go to the cafeteria, eat whatever they were going to try and come up with there. Like, there's no way. But there's one restaurant. You know the storm's bad when this restaurant is closed in the
Waffle
South.
Waffle House.
And it's Waffle House.
Waffle House.
So we basically did the Waffle House test. And we went to Waffle House, and me and three other guys were there. Power's out, but Waffle House is still
open. What time of day was this again?
It was at night.
Okay, like late? Like, my take is that Waffle House is only good if it's after, like, 11 p.m. It's and before 6 a.m.
You're right, and it was probably around 7 or 8 when we ate there. Okay. But it was really good because it's the only place that was open.
Okay.
Like, there's no other better option.
Yeah.
And it was, what was great about it was, one, obviously their waffle machines were broken, like, because of the power out. So it was just the griddle that was on and able to work. So we had pancakes at Waffle House, and me and three other college guys all had candlelit dinner at Waffle House.
That's adorable.
It was.
All because of a storm.
All because of a storm. It was a really fun and sweet moment that I'll always remember.
So. I love that. I kind of forgot about this, honestly, but also my freshman year of college, like, I really don't remember it all that well. All I remember is it was like there's like a hill. A lot of the freshman dorms are up on a hill, and so it's called like Freshman Hill or whatever. And so it was like storming really bad. Like, this was probably the either like welcome week, like when all the freshmen move in and like they have activities and you get adjusted or whatever. Or it was, like, really early on, like, within the first couple weeks of school. But it was rainy, and we went, like, mudsliding down the hill.
That is so fun.
So, yeah. That's awesome. Like, for no other reason than, like, it's raining, there's a hill, and it's muddy. Let's go. Like, let's go. So
you chose correctly.
Basically sledding in the fall. So it was great. That's awesome. Yeah. So as we dive into this conversation, what makes God's house better than anywhere else we can go?
I think when I think about, like, we talk about in Ephesians how, like, we are members of his household. Mm-hmm. We accept him and we ask for forgiveness. Like, we are members of his house. And we talked about how God's house is founded on the apostles and the prophets and the cornerstone being Jesus. But I think what makes, not just aside from that, but even in our own lives, what makes God's house, his way of living, living by his rules and doing everything to, like, uplift his house is, I think, the longevity. Like, not just God is inviting, but inviting for the long run. And other houses and other camps that we can, that the world offers, is just these short, just pleasures that is not long lasting, that actually leads to death and leads to destruction, leaves us way worse off than we were before. Versus God's house is here to give us life and life to the full and for eternity. Like, it's not just a short pleasure thing, but it is for the long run.
It's so cool to, like, again, have this hope, right, that we have this forever home. Like, I know we talk about this often or use this, like, reference a lot, but, like, again, during COVID, like, there were things prior to COVID that we felt very certain of, that we, like, knew we could count on. And, like, even the things that we really felt like we could count on, like, were disrupted during that time. And so the actual amount of things that we can, like, have hope of, like, will happen and are not going to be shaken no matter what are very limited. And so I think, like, knowing that this house that we get to, again, this family that we get to be a part of, like, all these things we get to belong to, like, is unshakable. Like, right. Once we say yes, it's like, you're in. Like, there you go. Yeah. And so I think that that is such a cool thing that, like, yeah, we get to know with certainty, and that won't ever change.
And the person who's running the house, God, like, he's not fazed by the things that often fazes us.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I don't know. We're good.
As we're talking about this, this is gonna age me a little bit, but do you remember the song "Come and Go with Me to My Father's House"?
Oh yeah,
big house. Lots of adrenaline.
I almost made that the song of the week.
lots of room.
Yeah.
Big table. Lots of food.
Big yard.
We can play football.
Me and my brothers would change the sports.
Oh.
So every single time, the first one was always football. Mm. And then after that, we would just yell out randomly.
Whatever sport.
Soccer, ultimate frisbee.
Oh, funny.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Whatever came to mind.
Yeah.
Curling.
Love me some curling. Oh, that is so funny. So as we talk about, again, this idea of Jesus being our home and recognizing, like, God being on this throne, why is it sometimes so hard? Again, we know and can be certain that our home is in Jesus, like we have that, but why can it be so hard to approach God's throne with confidence?
I think about the prodigal son when I think of this. And the story of the prodigal son is there's a dad with two sons.
Yeah.
And the older one does what he's supposed to do, right? And the younger one's like, basically tells his dad, "I wish you were dead. Mm-hmm. Give me my inheritance." And the younger son then, the father, which oddly enough in this culture, like obviously in our culture, that would never, you would never give that son the inheritance. That's crazy. Yeah. But in the story, the father gives his son his inheritance, and his son runs off and does everything of the world, goes partying, sleeping around, drinking, all the things that, and just spends all his money. That's what he spends all his money. And so he ends up in this place, it's famine in the story. There's a famine. And so he ends up in this place of like feeding pigs. And he's so hungry that he starts eating the pig's food. And he thinks to himself, you know what? Even the lowest of servants at my father's house eats better than this. And so he decides to try and go back to be of the lowest of servants at his father's house. And as he's going back, his father sees him and runs after him and embraces him. And his father and his son's like, "No, you don't even have to call me your son," all of this. And his father's like, "Get the robe, go kill the fattened lamb or whatever. And like,
fat let's cow, have the fat cow. Cows.
Yeah, the fat cow. And we're going to have a feast. Rather have cow than lamb." So it's so like, let's have a feast and let's clean him up and give him the nicest clothes. And my son is home. And oftentimes we feel like the son and the point of like, "I don't deserve it, but I know where home is, but I'm nervous to go back because of what I've done." Mm-hmm. And like, I really like that verse that we talked about in Hebrews 4 of running to God's throne of grace with confidence.
Yeah.
Because like the father didn't wait for the son to come all the way back to the house. He saw him far off and ran to him. Yeah. And that's what Jesus is doing for us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I love that story too. And I think that the mindset of the younger son in dreading returning, right, is something that is, I feel like, pretty easy to relate to for us, especially in our culture. I feel like things are so often performance based.
Yeah.
Right. And like there is a lot of shame attached to not performing the way you think you ought to or meeting the expectations that you think people have for you, right? So, you know, say you feel, and I felt this way, like as a student, like my parents didn't necessarily ever say like, "Hey, my expectation is for you to get straight A's." Like, they challenged and encouraged me to, like, do the best that I could. But in my head, that translated to, like, you have to be perfect. You have to get only A's. And so I just remember feeling, like, that first time when I got, like, a B for an overall grade. Like, not just, like, on an exam, but, like, overall. Like, I remember feeling so much shame of, like, oh, like, and again, like, did they care that I got – no. They cared that I gave it everything that I had. And I think, again, that that situation applies to a lot of other situations where we sometimes think that there are these expectations on us. And if we don't, sometimes one, the expectations aren't even real. Like they're ones we've made up in our head.
Yeah.
And the other time, the other thing about it is like the grace we have, like we forget to extend ourselves the same grace that we extend to other people. Like I think about how sometimes, you know, it's easy for me to extend grace to other people in a situation, like, but so hard for me to have that same grace towards myself. And like there are often, you know, there are times when I'm like, oh, like I can't believe I did this. Like I'm so stupid. And I like stop myself and I catch myself of like, if a friend of mine did this, would I say that to a friend of mine? And I like stop and I'm like, I literally sometimes will tell myself, like, don't talk to my friend that way. Like, because you wouldn't talk to a friend that way. And so right. Talking to yourself in the same way. And so with all of that, I think we have this shame that it's like, ooh, like God's expectations are so much, again, higher, but also his grace is so much bigger than we right. could ever imagine. And so I think that shame piece, which is not from the Lord, like conviction is from the Lord, shame is not. And so that shame piece is what often holds us back from being able to confidently and boldly approach his throne. But scripture tells us that like we can do that confidently and boldly, that we don't have to feel shame or feel like we have to hide or cower as we approach his throne.
Right. And even the right before, like he tells us to approach his throne with confidence, like mm-hmm. he's someone who like understands us yeah. in every way.
Yeah.
And so like that lie that we tend to believe, like, oh, I was so dumb. There's no way I can go to God with this because like mm-hmm. he's so holy. There's no way.
Yeah.
Like he's just going to like I think it's easy for us to paint this picture of God as someone who just this old guy who sits in the clouds mm-hmm. and just judges us for everything that
yeah.
we do.
Yeah.
And he does judge us, but full of grace mm-hmm. and where he like desires for us to be yeah. like come to him, and because he's coming to us and mm-hmm. to meet with him, and that like he understands where we're going through mm-hmm. and he wants us to like vent to him mm-hmm. right, like who better to vent to than to God.
Yeah I mean, again, like it's such one of those things that like is just so mind-blowing and so cool about our faith is like we have a God who came to earth and experienced the things that we experience. Like, right.
yeah.
Do you think Jesus was mad at his friends sometimes? Like, yeah, they did some dumb stuff.
Literally.
You know, and so like he understands like anger towards his friends. The difference is that like he remained perfect in that and like mm-hmm. didn't sin, but like he understands the pain, the frustration, like all of these earthly things that we feel, temptation, like he experienced all that. And again, like I just love the scripture like that talks about like we have a high priest who's able to empathize with us, right? Because he's been here, he's walked this, and so he knows, like we don't give him enough credit to like, oh, but God, you don't know, like, what, like, no, yeah, like, he knows so much, even, like, more than we can comprehend and articulate, like, he just knows, and so we often don't give him enough credit in that of, again, his grace and his understanding that he can extend to us in that way. So, this last question, before we go into our final thoughts, what does acceptable worship look like?
Yeah. So I feel like in the past month and a half off this series on Cornerstone, we've kind of been in this journey of mm-hmm. understanding like he's the only way, like he's worth our trust. We should have identity in him. And now with this, it's like, we are members of his house. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. And that looks like, well, we participate in the rules of his house, right? Yeah. Like every house has rules. And if a house that doesn't have rules, well, it falls apart. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't succeed and can physically fall apart.
Yeah.
And also knowing, I don't want to ignore that, like often, like we will break those rules mm-hmm. and God knows we'll break those rules. And God offers us like, hey, come and ask for forgiveness. Let's have grace and let's move forward together and let's grow from this, right?
Yeah.
That's the desire. And so, like, this acceptable worship, I really like what Eric Lashbrook said. He's the guy who had the Mayo shirt. Not the Mayo High School shirt, but, like, the mayonnaise blue shirt that spoke to us at the very beginning of the year. Talk about, like, going to the places where Jesus is. Mm-hmm. And that's through reading our Bible, through prayer, through meditating, through listening to the Spirit, engaging in this community.
Yeah.
At Christ Community Church, whether that's Sunday morning or Saturday night, but also at Impact on Sunday nights, that's evangelizing. That's sharing, being a witness of what Jesus has done in our lives and in all of history for everybody else. And that, like, keeping that for ourselves is not what God desires. God desires us to share that with everybody we come in contact with. And so those are, like, the spiritual, we can just call them spiritual disciplines, right? Those spiritual practices of, like, maybe that's for you, that's fasting. Looking, like, learning what it means to tithe and to give. And start practicing giving. Like, these are some of the rules of his house. I know rules is kind of a weird rule for word for that. So, like, that's why I said, like, acceptable worship. And really, it's the things that we do that renew our minds so that we better follow Jesus and reflect him. I know that was kind of a long...
No, that's great. And I think, too, like, again, I feel like we haven't talked about this in a while, but it's something we've said over and over again. Like, take wherever you're at and, like, 1% better. Like, take a little bit step forward. Like, again, if you just listen to, like, what Brandon was saying about acceptable worship and you're like, ugh, like, I feel that's like I'm not doing any of those things or I feel like I'm doing very little of those things, like... Don't panic and be like, like, I'm not doing anything right, so I'm just not going to try. Like, again, that 1% better, that just taking a little step forward. And, again, like, this is a journey. We got to walk with Jesus, like, in this journey, and he's the one that guides us. And so we don't have to fear about our worship being imperfect as long as we're, like, seeking after being better, right? And making progress in that. So any other final thoughts as we wrap up today's episode, as we wrap up this series?
That, well, Jesus is the cornerstone of our life. Everything else seems to go away.
Yeah.
And then we experience life with him.
Yeah.
And that life is better than anything else we can have. And I'm not just saying that being naive of what the world offers often seems better in the moment. It will, and that's from now into the rest of time.
Yeah.
It will seem better in the moment.
Yeah.
But I promise, like, having Jesus as the cornerstone. And so when the hard times come, when things don't seem to go your way, like, if you have something that can't be shaken, that you can always fall back on, and that, like, he's the foundation of everything you do in your life, like, you tend to have more joy, you'll have more peace, and you'll be able to offer more forgiveness, you'll be able to let go of anger, let go of hate, so much better. And that creates a much better life, a more fulfilled life. So I just encourage you to, like, press into this. If you're someone who has, like, never, you're like, my foundation isn't in, it's in myself.
I would
challenge you to try it. Just come and try it.
Yeah.
And it's not like you have to come and do everything right away, but, like, 1%, just a little bit at a time. Just come try. Come taste and see, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Next steps. What is your next step?
Next steps. Honestly, I didn't even think of an answer.
I'll go first then. So I feel like my next step is just being intentional about seeking discernment from God in different areas, like both in my work, both in my personal life. Like, there are just some things that, like, I think I talk to God about and, like, ask, like, okay, God, like, give me wisdom, but, like, sitting in it and being more intentional about listening and truly seeking for what he has to do. Because it's so easy for me to just make decisions, like, off of what I think without seeking his discernment in that. And so, like, which might work for a period of time. But again, if I want Jesus to truly be my cornerstone, like, I have to seek him first in all of the decisions that I make. So that's my next step.
That's a great next step.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you think of yours?
I did think of one. Great. It actually goes along with what you were saying earlier about the 1%.
Yeah.
If you need ever need an example of procrastination for group for a school project or whatever, just come find me. I'm a great example.
Your brain's shrinking.
Yeah, I am. And so just like, I'm totally one of those people who like just feels like the weight of something I need to do. And instead of just like doing one task at a time, and I'm working on it, I'm getting better at it, I feel like, but just like there's like, if I have a lot to do, I can tend just to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just piles up and gets bigger. And then I have to like in school, like in college, once a semester, I had to do an all-nighter just to get all my work done.
Brutal.
And I'm someone who can function fine without a lot of sleep. Like who I am.
Not me.
I know that's not the case for a lot of people. And so like, I'm very thankful that God knew this about me. So he allowed me to be okay with not a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
But still, it's not healthy.
No.
And understanding that. So like, that's kind of my next step is like, just continue 1%, getting better at that. So
great. Awesome. Yeah. Fabulous. Well, again, we're super glad that you guys tuned into this week's episode. We hope that you guys have a great rest of your week. Again, as always, we encourage you to share what your next step is with somebody so that, again, we as community together can pursue God and pursue our faith in this really cool way as a community. So we, again, we're glad that you tuned in, and if you want to talk about anything that we talked about today or anything else, we're always here. We're always available to you guys. We love you. We care about you, and we sit with all that being said, say to you, go and be more like Jesus.
Baller.
Sweet.